What it is, you know what it is. It's the I Do It For Hip Hop podcast. Hashtag the sound of now, 2024. It's me, your boy, the sarcastic criminal, the hip hop king of the north, the three-eyed raven of rhyme, great pharaoh. And I am joined by the profound conqueror. He is the mumbling mushroom, the Bentley driving extraordinaire himself, and Mr. Can I Live. Bentley Bug is in the building. What's going on, Bentley Bug? And can
anyway, man, what I've been up to, hanging out with the family. My aunts came down here. My wife's aunt came down here. So we hung out with them. It was a good time. It was a good time seeing everybody, so it was fun.
Your in-laws moving down there, yo, that opened up the floodgates,
bro.
Yo,
let me tell you, JB, bro, your mom hit me with the okie doke, bro, and I hit her with the okie doke right back, right? She was like, so all I got is this china cabinet, a dresser, you know what I'm saying, and some boxes, you know what I'm saying. I'm like, okay.
Okay, y'all better call some movers,
right? And she like, yeah, I'm gonna get a my son, a cousin and other cousin, because I'm saying, like, niggas ain't coming.
Well, I'm coming down there.
No, so the thing about it is, I know you her son, so it's different. Other two motherfuckers ain't coming. I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? Yeah, if they come, yeah. I'm surprised. Your two cousins, I'm surprised if both of them show up. They ain't coming. Yeah. So she was like, I'm gonna have to figure out if he's working and give him flights back. I'm saying, like, mother hire some movers for $400.
A bunch of extra shit, bro.
Like, bunch of extra shit. Bread for,
I'm only coming down there because I'm driving her car down there.
That's what she said. But I was like, she was like,
she got the Mustang, right?
Yeah.
She was like, JB might have to get back to work. I'm sitting here like, so you think me and my son about to move your heavy ass 1980s furniture? I was telling her, last time I got any friends to move, I was like, they complained the whole time. She was like you doing right. She was like you doing right now. I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm gonna complain the whole time. I was like, I'm not gonna stop complaining, bro. I was like, because that's crazy. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yo, wifey the same way, bro. She was the whole time. She like, we don't make no sense, but
it don't make no, bro. It don't. Make
I was
no
like, sense, I was like, bro. Yo, I was like, bro, you gotta understand, bro. I've been doing this for 33 years. Don't nothing make sense. Just
bro,
do it.
Don't make no sense, bro.
You just do it.
Man. Don't. But yeah, other than that, man. But we had fun hanging out with everybody. It was good to see your moms. Good to see your aunt. Both my aunts came down. Yeah, we just had fun. We planted a hydrangea bush this past weekend. Because my wife is trying to do things, and I'm trying to figure out how I can do small things to be like, yeah, we did something.
I planted some shit.
But yeah. So other than that, man, it's been a lot of family, and we just getting back to.
Back to some normalcy.
Getting back to a little bit of normalcy, you know, spring break, all that stuff, man. So,
word of man, yo, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Yo, we also have with us the robber unreasonable. He is the Big Daddy Mac, the Mac truck. He ain't from the block, but he is JB in the building. What's going on, JB? And please tell the people, what have you been listening to?
Not much, man. I've been chilling. I just woke up from a nap, man. I'm tired as hell. Fucking shit, you dealing with my mom, I'm dealing with my mom too. she talking about all I got is a China cabinet. Man, bruh. We gotta go to her storage and throw stuff out. I'm like, Mom, you ain't bringing all this shit down here.
Bruh, that's what she told me. She was like, all I, but no, word of honor, here's how she told me. She was like, all I got is a China cabinet and a dresser. And I was like, all right, I was like, look, I can't lift no dresser. Me and my son ain't lifting no damn China cabinet, right? And then she
moving down there?
Yeah, she is. She signed a lease and everything.
Yo, T Sizzle gonna have to get put to work, bro. He young still.
Bruh. So she was like, I ain't got that much boxes. That's what y'all should be calling
on now. We're T Mac in the business.
She was like, I ain't got that many boxes. I was like, whatever. But anyway. And then like 5 minutes later, she was like, yeah, I ain't got that much stuff. All I got is this China cabinet, the dresser, and this marble table. I'm like, oh, so you adding shit now?
I know how much marble weighs.
Nah, the top come off the table. The top,
I'm like,
you
wildin', son.
Nah,
like,
but I've been carrying that China cabinet since I was like 10, bro. Nigga. So T Mac good.
Nigga, I haven't moved. Like literally, when we moved here, so my son, I don't think he realized about movers until we moved here. Cause we just had movers the last couple moves. We don't have movers, and when we moved here, he was old enough to actually see the whole process. So he was literally just sitting downstairs telling them, hey, this goes over here, this goes over here, right? And when it was over, he was like, that was amazing. He was like, I want to do that all the time. I'm like, yeah. He was like, you don't want to carry none of that stuff, do you? Nope. That's what I'm talking about. Have them take everything everywhere, bro. I'm good.
Y'all do it. I ain't doing nothing.
What Carisha said, get somebody else to do it. Yeah, nah, but I'm just working and chilling, listening wise, bumping that joiner.
Oh, still. Yeah, a lot of that.
Tyler. Man. This guy.
I know.
That's about it. I was bumping J. Cole until he started the apology tour.
We're gonna get in that. We're not starting with that.
It's cool. Oh, we start man. With that. I just can't.
No, we're not starting with that.
We waiting for you to get your intro over so we can start.
Yeah, so
that.
We can start.
Nah, man. We
look, what have you been doing?
We gotta lead into that. We ain't starting with that, man.
I got some shit to end with, bro. What are you up to, man?
Nah, yo, so you got some. Okay, so we'll get to J. Cole. I just want to start with the funniest thing ever. All
right, go ahead.
Funniest thing ever.
What, you think you the shit? You're not even a fart?
No, that is not. Still found a way to get that shit in there. The fact that the Gerard Carmichael and Tyler the Creator shit.
Oh, yeah. Yo, he's really funny as hell. Carmichael funny. Yo, y'all ever watch his show, his sitcom?
I never watched the show.
The show was gold, amazing, bro.
I was mad that it ended.
Yeah, that shit is gold.
But just the fact that he is damn near in tears, he's so damn emotional. He's sitting there on like, so like, I told you how I felt, and you didn't say nothing. And this nigga Tyler was just like, oh, yo, the room service is here. You want me to fool? He was like, yo, I said that's dope. That's crazy. And then when Gerard was like, what are you seeking? He was sitting there. You mean on this plate? He was like, or in life.
Yo, man, bro.
Tyler the Creator is the ultimate, just savage. And then when he got up to go fart in the closet and seen the camera dude was there, he kept saying, he'll be all right in there. He'll be, because he didn't not fart. The nigga still went in there.
Still went in there, did it.
He keeps looking back. Gerard is like you can see all the desperation in Gerard Carmichael's eyes. And Tyler's sitting there like, he'll be all right. You all right? he'll be all right.
Bruh, that is crazy though. I mean, but that is the interesting like thing. So like Gerard Carmichael came out, I think it was like, was it last year, maybe 2 years ago?
Was it last year, 2 years ago? Yeah, something like that.
But that's an interesting, I don't know. Like, I've never thought about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've thought about, you know, like thought about like stuff that just normally happens to people where they're in a situation and somebody gay comes up to them. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I don't think I've heard of that scenario where you have a gay friend and they hit on you.
Like, not even, it's not even that they hit on you, like that they confess, like, legitimate.
Yeah, I don't, I haven't heard of that,
like,
scenario.
That's a next level.
And I'm sure that scenario happens. I just never.
It happens
because so when I saw the little clip, I was like, oh, that probably happens a bunch. But I was like, I've never heard of anybody having that happen to them. You know what I'm saying? So I never thought about it until that moment. I saw the clip, but that's just not something that you can answer, right? Like if you are gay, right, it might be a little more something that you can say, okay, no, I don't want to do that, right? But then if you're not, how do you handle that?
But then the problem is, you know, Tyler the Creator, he kind of plays sexually ambivalent, sexually fluid.
He does.
So it's like part of me was like, I thought he plays sus. Yeah, he plays. I think he plays sus. I don't think he is. I think he just plays it. He uses it. You know, he signed Frank Ocean. I knew that nigga was weird because he ate unfrosted Pop Tarts. Like, so that's the greatest line in the world. I knew he was gay because he ate unfrosted Pop Tarts. I said,
now, when you say it out loud, it's kind of like, yo, that qualifies, nigga.
No, it's like nigga, that's frosted Pop Tarts. Yeah. You would think eating the unfrosted Pop Tart would make you straight.
No, that makes you weird.
It's like, oh, you like frosting, huh? But nah, eating unfrosted Pop Tarts.
Unfrosted Pop Tarts doesn't make you a little weird.
Yo, that's
serial killer.
That's almost equal to candy corn, nigga.
You like candy corn? You like candy corn and peeps? Oh, you a psycho.
That's funny.
Oh, off topic, yo, my son wants to try peeps so bad. The little marshmallow.
I love peeps.
Yo, let him be disappointed.
I love peeps.
Yo, just let him be disappointed. Them shits, you like marshmallows, don't you?
Yeah, all day.
I hate marshmallows, bro.
Me, I can't do it.
I hate marshmallows.
Bro, when he took. Can we just get some? Nope, I need some. Because, you going to eat. I was like, I know you. I've been with you since you was nothing.
You'll eat one.
and that whole pack of like 12. Cause it
so
don't
get the little three pack.
I ain't seen none yet.
Bro, they got the three pack by the registers.
You buying all or nothing?
Nothing, yeah.
I'm about to throw away
let him
11 peeps because you like, yeah, this is nasty.
This is like the
time I had to buy the whole pan of sushi. He ate one and went like this. I said, you like it?
Look, at least he give you words. My kids be like, fuck out of here.
That's
my
the shit
face,
I be doing
nigga.
At work. I be passing by dudes like, you good? And they give me a.
I'd be like.
but that's crazy about your boy Gerardo, man. Like, it's to me, it's just interesting how to handle that as a straight person. If Tyler is straight, how do you handle your best friend saying, "Hey, I'm in love with you"? You're that's not where I'm going.
Yeah, I probably brush it off, like, get your gay ass out of here, like, type shit. Like,
and that's the type of shit that I feel like Tyler would say, like, man,
and just keep going. Like, it takes a certain type of person to be like, man, nah, and just keep moving. Because the majority of people that I've ran into, y'all ain't friends no more.
Yeah, that could potentially, like, oh, you like me?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I changed it in front of you, dude.
It depends on how long you've been friends, too. Like, if y'all new friends, that's weird. Yeah. Can't be new friends, nigga.
If you've been friends for as long as they've been friends, it probably is not as weird, I would say, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they've been friends as long as it seems like they've been friends, it shouldn't be weird, because if Tyler could know that Frank Ocean was gay from Pop Tarts, then there had to be signs that he knew that Gerard, like,
Gerard Carmel, yeah.
when this nigga's ready to live his truth, I got him, you know. But no, I just thought that shit was hilarious, man. Thought that was hilarious. All right, now we got to keep going. We got to keep going with the off shit before we dive into the meat and potatoes. I'm gonna make motherfuckers suffer a little bit because we ain't talked about Beyonce in the country.
Let's talk about Beyonce.
Wait.
Some bull.
Wasn't it some other shit? Yeah, it's Beyonce. It's fucking I've been bumping the Bryson Tiller too. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, I ain't say I do when I tell you because I've been on the cruise, man. I ain't even go in on Friday to look at new music because I was just getting home. I'm still trying to get caught up on our personal chat and watching all the damn videos and shit that y'all motherfuckers was sending. I'm still just trying to play catch up. Gorilla got shit out there, so it's a lot out there. That I just
money bag.
Yeah,
Doja Cat put out some shit. Like it's just a lot of shit out there that we gotta just kind of.
But we all heard Beyonce.
Yeah, that was a must listen.
Now is this going to be? It is very creative, right? So she did put a bunch of genres together like that, and she did it pretty seamlessly too.
Mm-hmm.
Is this album of the year?
God no,
I don't think so.
It could win country album of the year.
It could win something, but I don't know.
But,
like.
I don't think this is better than any of her other
it's not country, no, but I don't think this is better than any of her other albums that were, to me, better album of the year candidates.
You know what I think this was?
This one.
This was a successful experiment.
It was. Very. Very. Yeah.
A very successful experiment.
These are all three of these albums are all trials into a new space. Yeah. Remember, Renaissance was more of like a dancey type, you know, disco-esque type of feel.
Mm-hmm.
That one felt a little more classic Beyonce. She went to a lot of like the classic vocal stylings that she used to do, but had a very different feel from what people were expecting from Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Now she's going country. I'm really excited to hear what the next installment is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
No one expected country. I don't think anyone expected country album.
She did a good job. But I heard somebody say, it ain't country. What they say? He said in a country ass voice too. He said, that shit ain't country. You put a hip hop with some twang.
that's what it is.
Country.
But that's kind of, yeah, I would say that's kind of what it is.
But it's not, yeah, it's not country. It's not true country. It's, I mean, it's not, it's not true country
because it's not white country. Because
that's the only difference. It's not classical country,
yes.
It is country because let's be honest, Beyonce's from Texas. If a black person did country, this is what it sounds. We went over some country records. Mm-hmm. Beyonce's album is
she
what
had
country
the people
music.
We went over on the album.
On the album. So she knew who to grab.
Yeah.
To get, like, I love the fact that she had Willie Nelson on the album. I'm like, oh, that's
Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson.
Dolly Parton. You had Miley Cyrus, who's mm-hmm. always played that
they,
realm of
they killed that shit,
country.
They killed that shit.
Make that record.
Like, they killed that.
I don't even know if y'all realize, but we got to start putting respect on this one person's name, The Dream.
The Dream been getting all the respect from
No.
You said The Dream. I made a face because you said The Dream, but what registered was The Weeknd. And I was like, I was ready to say, but The Dream, yes, The Dream's endgame is sickening.
Crazy. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of this shit.
It's two niggas that people don't put respect on enough. The Dream and T-Pain. T-Pain's name.
Oh nah, T-Pain, but that's the thing.
T-Pain records.
T-Pain is to me, I think he gets more than The Dream.
I think. But you see,
the
I
Dream
think that's
because
T-Pain
is an actual artist. So
yeah,
it's easier for him to be in the front line.
Yeah, but when The Dream came out, I remember he was auto-tuned too. So he followed T-Pain with that. And then it was kind of like, all right, you trying to be like this nigga type shit. But The Dream, he wrote a lot of shit. Like,
yeah.
They both nice with it.
Yeah. You know what the biggest caveat I give the advantage to The Dream though? The fact that this nigga can't sing. So when he does reference records, you just got to be like, you got to really hear his vision, because this nigga can't sing.
Yeah,
he can hold a note, but he can't sing.
I think when I first heard The Dream, I was like, why do y'all like this dude, right?
Yo, but like, his music was great.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him at first. I didn't like him until I heard Fancy. And I was like, to me, that's literally still one of my favorites. Like, I was like, this is impeccable.
So you didn't like falsetto or none of that?
I ain't like none of that shit.
That was my shit, bro.
I ain't like none of it.
What was the first single? Yeah. Rocking That Thing, right? She rocking that thing.
No, that was the first one.
That was later on.
Because that was at the point where I started liking him.
It was I Love Your Girl.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh yeah,
I did not like that.
I love your girl.
I hate that shit, bro. I swear, that shit got on my nerves. But
that Love Your Girl, I instantly liked the dude, but knew I was like, oh, his voice is terrible, but you can hear it, and it's like. But he's dope.
Yeah.
Because
his first album was Love, Hate, and Fast Car, Nicki, Falsetto, Playing in Her Hair, Purple Kisses. Bro, that album was crazy, bro. Go back over the album again.
That album gave me real, like Prince vibes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's sacrilegious to say, but that's the feeling that you got from it. Like, oh, shit. Like,
especially Fast Car, it was like he was like, yo, I want to write like Prince, and he was like,
yeah,
because he could switch his style up so much. He could write country, he could write for women, he could write for men, he like Neo,
he could write raps, he write everything,
yeah, like Neo, a lot of females go to Neo for hits, bro,
yeah,
they be like, I need one, they be like, all right, Neo be like, I got you. You know what I mean?
Word up, man. But what else we got? What else?
I ain't hear Bryson Tiller.
I ain't listen to Bryson Tiller. I'm telling you, when I tell y'all, I gave Joyner Lucas more spins, and I will say it was better than my original listen. But I still think that the best records on the album, minus a couple, you know, it's 17 tracks. Mm-hmm. The 7-8 singles are still, to me, the highlights of the album. There's a couple other joints on there, but I still feel pretty much the same way.
Yeah, you know I mean, that I'm Ill, that Can You Feel the Beat sample, crazy.
Like, his production is off the charts on this album.
That production is off the charts. That SWV sample, crazy. Yeah.
Production is bananas.
Yeah, the Three Little Pigs shit, the shit with DMX.
Bro,
that shit fire, bro.
Bro, I love the one with DMX now, bro.
That's
what you ain't like it before?
Nope, but I love it now. I mean, this whole album literally is great. Like, I don't see how he don't get rap album of the year Nas for this.
He's gonna get nominations.
If he don't get no rap album of the year Nas for this, they tripping. I don't know if he's gonna get album of the year for this one, but he gotta get hip hop album of the year, bro.
Yeah, that Twista shit, bro. That nigga Twista, he did his thing on that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Word up. Oh man. And then there was something else. I can't remember what the fuck it was now.
Yeah, I just look up in that Tyler shit. And that might delete later, bro.
All right, man. Before we jump in, because like I said I'm behind on episodes, so we just gonna get caught up with everything now. Diddy was on the run, took a private plane when he got raided in Miami. For those who are living under a rock, I don't see how y'all know this, but you listening to this podcast, right? So this nigga got on his private plane. Somehow they went to go raid Diddy's crib and forgot to like ground his private plane. How the fuck do you do that? How do you not realize? Oh yeah, he's got a private jet. This nigga's gonna be out.
Yeah. See you later, alligator.
This nigga was on a run. I mean, everybody talking about something. He's everywhere. This nigga just flew to Miami.
Yeah.
This nigga just went on vacation. Like,
but it seems like they didn't even find everything they wanted to find.
Because it ain't shit there.
But it's weird. But, so, but to me, I was telling my wife this. I was like, that is some of the strangest shit, right? To coordinate a simultaneous raid on somebody's multiple properties and not come out with the thing you need is insane. And like,
it's a waste of the taxpayers' money.
I'm just crazy and I don't know about law enforcement. I'm just guessing. That's all it is. I don't know anything about law enforcement because that just sounds nuts to me.
It doesn't sound nuts.
You know what it sounds? It doesn't sound like a loss. It sounds like now they know where's he. It's a question of where's he gonna run to. I think it was that kind of setup. Where's he gonna go? Now we know where the shit's at. It ain't in Cali. It ain't in New York. Where is it at? Oh, he went to Miami. Now we know it's in Miami. We know where we want to go next.
But that's the thing. You gotta, if you know that people coming for you, it ain't gonna be there. Even if you fly to Miami, it ain't there. Nothing's there. It's gone. It's gone.
But now we also just eliminate. So now when they're ready to go get him, it's about to be a super rap because now he can't run to Miami.
Yeah, but you think he don't got nowhere else to run?
Oh, you know, we know he's got plenty of places to run. Diddy ain't going broke no
more. You on mute.
They can't go. If this was a nothing burger. Right, and they came up with nothing because you know they could have came out with something. They just holding it close to the vest.
And they said they came out with a bunch of cameras, like it was cameras,
which is a possibility. They might be holding something close to the vest, but literally, if they did this and they came out with nothing, how do you schedule another one?
But I don't think they. I don't believe
they came up with nothing.
I do because now they're going after his son. I do believe they came out with nothing because now they're going out. Now they're targeting his kids. If you want to break somebody, what do? You go after their children.
They came up with something, and I'm telling you, going after the kid, because one, it doesn't, there's no way in hell. Out of his three sons, they're all innocent. I don't believe it. This is all alleged.
So now they're reaching.
I don't think they're reaching.
I think they're
not reaching. What they're trying to do is make this case even easier. If I can flip one, we got them. Just to make this way, it's not because the Diddy trial has the potential to go on for years, and they don't want years of trial. Mm-hmm. They want this, okay? Charges, trial, sentencing, done. They don't want the Cosby shit. That shit went on for what, 5-6 years of Cosby?
Yeah.
They don't want that with Diddy, and Diddy's got more money than Cosby. They don't want what's been going on with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's been ducking for how long? They need a big win. They want to lock this shit in.
Yeah,
if I can flip a kid, it's over.
But they ain't gonna get that shit. Cause they reaching for charges. That's what I mean when I say they're reaching for charges.
You gotta go for charges on who?
You gotta go. No,
that's
listen.
Not reaching. That's what it is.
Yeah, they're going to find people that was on this boat and be like, did he touch you? You know what I mean? That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
I've been saying this since day one. If you want to convict Diddy, just go get Jaguar right, nigga. Because she hate that nigga. Y'all got the video I sent you?
Yeah.
All the niggas he said was gay.
End of the day, though. I look at it like this. Niggas get gag orders, like left and right. Cease and desist, left and right. Defamation lawsuit. It's so easy to say defamation, shut up. Defamation, shut up.
Yeah.
You can't say, they're not saying that with her.
Yeah.
Why? Because she ain't lying.
She ain't lying. Yeah, Big Pun got a defamation lawsuit against Tony the Closer.
See, like, niggas ain't lying. Jag not lying. If I can tell you to shut up and now you got to take the shut up, that means she's not lying. She might be getting hit with that paperwork, but guess what? Somebody's getting her receipts. So she can keep talking.
But what the last thing you sent, maybe this is out of context too, because I know because we only got a little clip of it, but she's talking about, you know, people who's gay in the industry. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Some of that stuff I don't even think is important. You know what I'm saying? It's like, she's like, well, they tricking you to liking somebody that's gay. I'm like, I don't, like, if you don't, how is liking Rick Ross's music, right? Or liking his lifestyle, like, if you're a woman, right? How is that tricking you into changing who you are because you like straight men and Rick Ross is gay?
Because, well, I don't know about that aspect of it, but I'm
just talking about that. I'm just talking about the clip that JB sent.
If it comes out that, let's say, Rick Ross is gay, Meek Mill is gay, it does put a question mark or an asterisk on a lot of their content.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on that. Yeah. I agree with you there.
I'm not tuning in regularly to listen to gay artists.
Yeah. I don't listen to Saucy Santana, my nigga. I don't get in the car, that new Saucy, and turn that shit all the way to fuck up.
Yeah, like,
up.
Saucy ain't my style. This is not my style.
I mean, but I still bump
Nostalgia Ultra like it's nothing.
If I put on Channel Orange,
like, let's go.
If all those people are gay, then yeah, their content that they put out don't say anything like that. So, and I agree with you there. But when it comes to
they're putting on the facade and the air of hyper masculinity, and
don't act like you, nigga.
Yeah, I don't believe you can be both. You cannot be homosexual and be hyper masculine. I don't think they coincide.
I don't agree. I don't believe that.
You can't, because to me, you can't be a hyper masculine man cannot be a bottom. Doesn't work. You have to be submissive. A hyper masculine man is not submissive. You can't be a bottom.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true.
So that's something. This is something we're never going to agree on.
Yeah. I know. I get that. I agree with you. I don't agree with that.
Maybe if you're a top, okay, cool. I don't believe in that whole power bot. You got to be submissive if you're a bottom.
What are you doing?
Fucking.
What are you doing? Where are you getting these terms from?
They never a power bottom. That's,
no, I've never heard that.
Back with strength,
you never heard that before.
No. Anyway,
that's actually what.
Nah, no. Anyway, but I'm just saying,
research, man.
What the fuck, nigga?
Yeah,
power bottoms. They were aggressive on the bottom. But I'm just saying,
all that shit gay, nigga. Ain't no gray areas, nigga.
I'm not saying
gray area, nigga.
If you gay, you gay. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I'm not worried about that.
Why are you gay?
But I'm just saying that as a hyper-masculine man, people act like hyper-masculine men are never submissive to anything. That's not true. You can be submissive to things,
but not your ass, nigga.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that when you say if you're hyper masculine and you're gay, that can't happen. Like, I don't think that hyper masculine, submissive, gay. I don't, like, that's why I'm like, that can't be true, because there's a bunch of hyper masculine straight men that are submissive.
No, that happens every day. Then they're not hyper. The whole term is hyper masculine. You have masculine men who are submissive, and then you have hyper masculine men. Like the big MAGA. They try and say they're hyper masculine. They overcompensate their masculine.
And I guarantee
they're
never
gonna put
themselves
in a position.
They're submissive to some shit. You'd be like, you're submissive
to that. They're submissive to the cause, nigga. They're submissive to MAGA.
They're submissive to something. Yeah. Okay, like you can't. You're submissive. If you're not submissive to anything, that means you don't answer to anybody. That means you're a god. None of these niggas are. So fuck out of here with that shit.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be hitting me with the caveats now. You don't bring Jesus in. Don't bring Jesus in.
I'm just saying. When you talk about submissive, you submissive
you know
to something.
You know what we mean. No, you're just
talking about sex.
Verbally.
You're talking about sex. That's all you're talking about.
I'm speaking in terms of domination over the
another human being.
Yeah, through gender. Mm. I'm a man. I do the man things because I'm a man. I don't do dishes because I'm a man. I go out and I cut the grass because that's what men do. I do the yard work. I make sure the car is clean. I'm a man. Hyper masculine. I'm a man.
Them type of niggas that be like, yo, if you fucking put that damn seat warmer on, nigga. That's them type of niggas.
Put the seat warmer on? Why are you gay?
And that's them type of niggas, and I don't believe none of them motherfuckers.
I ain't gonna lie, yo, man, yo, it's 30 degrees outside, and you want a car with that seat warmer on? I got leather interior, bro.
What you mean?
Reason you're getting it. I need the seat warmer.
Them type of niggas be like, oh, you holding your baby? You holding your baby? Oh, marking up the fucking magazine cover.
Why
nigga.
Are you holding your baby? Why are you getting?
You're holding your baby, bro. Like, why are you walking like that? Holding your baby. Fuck out of here.
You shouldn't be carrying that kid. You better go get the stroller.
Is that a baby in a backpack?
Man? You mean to tell me you get a stroller? You think that's better? No. These
niggas, I don't know. That's why I said you get a stroller and you get your wife to push it.
That's why I don't think any of that shit is real. Anyway.
But that's what I believe in. That's what I'm saying when I say hyper masculine. Not just like in everyday life. Because obviously somebody gonna have to have a boss. You know what I mean? Because if everybody's a boss, then that means nobody's working. So ain't shit getting done.
So everybody's submissive to some shit. Even a hyper masculine.
Yeah, everybody said, but when it comes to like hyper masculine, it's like I'm the man of my house. I run my house. I dominate my domicile.
You got a man's job, shit like that. Like,
yeah. I work construction. My name is Bubba Chuck.
The fuck, man. Our world is so weird, man. I swear to God.
No, but that's the thing, bro. It's not weird. It's just changing. So all the shit that we used to, we think weird now because everybody telling us it is. Like, I like the old ways, like where there's no gray area, nigga. It is what it is. I don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me. Now everybody gotta explain themselves. It gotta be a category. Niggas gotta go to
everything
therapy.
Everything has to be categorized.
Yeah, bro, like go sit down somewhere. Niggas gotta apologize.
No, let's get back on. That's what I'm talking about.
We're gonna get there.
This shit is because that's part of it.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Reason,
we are two
sisters.
That's
another reason why hip hop is niggas is mad at hip hop, bro. Because if this was 2000 or 1990, niggas wouldn't even be having a conversation about this shit.
Facts.
Yeah, true story.
Because them niggas would have been going at it.
Yeah, and Drake wouldn't even be fucking a rapper because he said, I'm above that. Okay?
Yeah.
He like, wouldn't be a rapper right now.
I think what happens,
But we about to have all this Drake slander. Right?
Yeah, we about to have some Drake slander.
Oh, we're about to.
This is his fault.
Yeah.
It's all his fault. It's all his fault. Okay, all right, cool.
It ain't all his fault. But he got to have some. He got to take some.
He don't because that's another thing. With the world changing and niggas not holding themselves accountable. He didn't make that nigga J. Cole go on Dreamville and apologize. He wasn't even there this year.
Let's start here. Let's start here. We talking about this shit now, right?
Yeah, we can go in because we already there now.
Thank you. So,
before we get there,
you want to set it up? You want to set it up first?
We got to set it up because remember, we got to get it caught up, okay? Shout out to JB again. Cause we was talking big, all these female records. We was talking who put out the record? Sexy Red put out the record. And JB was like, yo, where is Future? We need Future. Cause dudes is out here singing way too much, you know.
Sexy Red, nigga.
Red and Lotto. And then literally that next week, Future drops an album. Like, oh shit. Greatest call out ever because JB, he's a secret industry insider and he knows things way before we're supposed to ever know things. So shout out to JB for calling out that Future was coming. He called it. All right. On that album, Future has a feature from Kendrick Lamar, Like That. And Kendrick apparently is going at the other two members, will say, in quotes, of the big three, by saying, what the fuck the big three? Nigga, it's just Big Me. And he proceeds to go in predominantly on Drake. And, you know, he
Cole caught a straight.
Yeah, he slipped a few jabs at J. Cole. A couple of them landed. And J. Cole decided when he put out his little EP mixtape joint, because, you know, he's got the Fall Off coming. It's taking a long time. Might delete this later. J. Cole put out a diss record response with 7 Minute Drill. Now, 7 Minute Drill is, you know, if, you know, y'all know boxing, right? You know, boxing, boom, boom, boom. Kendrick slipped a jab, or it would be right hand, slipped a jab, boom. Solid connection. Nothing crazy, just a solid, oop, I'm here. J. Cole, with the 7 Minute Drill, another one. He hit him with, he came up with the backhand. Bow, just a little bit more. Solid connection, nothing crazy, right? Like, it was a solid, okay, you put out your diss record, I'm gonna put out my diss record. It's just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. To me, it is. 7 Minute Drill is a better diss than Kendrick's verse on Like That. It's better. He dipped into his
I agree.
To the whole bag.
J. Cole's was better.
Yeah. I think J. Cole's diss was better. He dipped into the Hove bag with the whole, yo, that's a one hot album every 10 year habit. You know, that's a one hot verse every 30 months or something. Yeah. Like he dipped into that. He put out a solid record that now warrants a more aggressive response. So, you know, slip a jab, come with the backhand. Now we ready for somebody to come with the heavy cross. It's Kendrick's turn. And I feel like he...
But before Kendrick could swing, Kendrick knocked himself out, nigga.
J. Cole knocked himself out.
Yeah, J. Cole knocked himself out, bro.
He took himself out the mat. And then Drake in the corner doing the white flag for Cole. Like, no.
He ain't throw it in for him because he ain't tell him to do that.
Yeah, man.
He ain't tell him to do that. Like I texted in the chat, I said what Kanye West always said. You know what I mean? He said, don't say some shit when you're gonna end up apologizing.
Don't ever
flex your lips like collagen.
Say something when you're gonna end up apologizing. Bruh,
listen.
We let Kanye slide with that wordplay. That's just terrible. Yeah.
Shit was fire. I like it.
Apology. But the ice in my teeth so refrigerated. We couldn't let that go.
But that shit real. Don't say if you're not gonna say something, just it's done. Just stand on it. The whole world heard.
Stand on it. You know, it's solid. It's for me, and that's the biggest, like, how can I say? As a man, I understand what J. Cole did and why he did.
Yeah, they friends. I get it.
As a man, but as a rap fan and a person who understands the origin of hip hop was DJs spinning records, and it was a motherfucker on, and then you had your mic controller, your MC, that got the crowd hyped by saying dope shit. Mm-hmm. And the what made rap, what made hip hop was, I'm DJ Jazzy Jeff, and I got Will Smith saying dope shit, and now you're Kool Herc, and you know Boog is your MC, and now we're battling to see who's saying the cooler shit to get the crowd more hyped. The origin of hip hop is the battle. Yeah. That's hip hop in its purest form. It's a back and forth, it's a back and forth against two MCs. That is hip hop. That's the purest form of hip hop. A dope beat with two motherfuckers trying to get the crowd hyped up as much as possible. That's what it is. End all be all. So when you have arguably what should be and could be two of the greatest rappers of all time.
Should have carried us through the summer.
This should have kept. This should be there. Once they start throwing uppercuts and really boxing, I'm going to keep that analogy going and metaphor going. Those records should be jumping to a true J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake beef. Should be at hit 'em up, take over No Vaseline level diss records.
Yep.
They should be jumping straight to the top. Like, there should be no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah. I get, you know, that they friends, whatever, but I ought to hit the nigga with the you know, yeah, that's my mans. I felt bad when I did the shit, but shit, niggas.
He came at me.
He came at me. You gonna get this work. We can still be cool after.
I think,
you know what I mean?
Go ahead, Book. Go ahead, Book. You first.
So I thought Kendrick's verse was better for the simple fact that J. Cole, when I first heard it, I was like, why is he lying? Right? Because I was like,
you lying.
Yeah, because I was like, you're lying. Like,
he said Pimp a Butterfly was trash.
He said it was trash.
No, he said it was sleepy. He said it was boring. He didn't say
like,
trash. He said boring.
But I'm like, so Pimp is one of Kendrick Lamar's best pieces of work. Big Miss Miranda, Big Steppers, right? Before It's Time. I love that album. I thought it was great. And for J. Cole to say that To Pimp a Butterfly was not good is to call his own music not good, because that's a J. Cole adjacent album. Like, that's a, like, if you
that
are
was
J.
very
Cole,
Forest Hill Drive.
If you are J. Cole, if you're J. Cole and you got the lyrical skills and the rapping that you, and you put out the albums you put out, you love To Pimp a Butterfly. I don't care what anybody says. That's an album that you like. You know what I'm saying? So there's no way possible for him to say he ain't like that, because I know you like that. You put out KOD. I know you like that.
Now, with you saying that, right? And that was perfect. I think you just voiced the exact reason why J. Cole backed out.
Because he's a fan.
Not because you're a fan.
No, because J. Cole is a fan. He's a fan of Kendrick Lamar.
No, it's because Boog just laid out all the ammo. Nigga, if you saying my shit's ass, then yo, you had a slump, nigga. J. Cole's only really been back on the last, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Everything after his J. Cole's first album, dude, let's be honest, all the hype in the world, sub fucking par. He put Mr. Nice Watch on there.
He got some good stuff on there.
Yeah, that was
the nigga,
was a good
and the
album,
nigga
bro.
Admitted that his album was subpar. I can't believe I let Nas down. He knows that he did not do his, he did not fulfill himself with that album. That's why that record I Let Nas Down came out. Then after Forest Hill Drive, we had Born Sinner, which I love that album. But critically, damn.
Now, his first album was Sideline Story, then The Born Sinner.
Yeah, I know. The first album was Sideline Story. And that did not receive the, because Jay-Z was big on, we need a hit, we need a hit, we need a hit. Yeah. So he did, Sideline Story was basically his Lupe Fiasco Lasers.
He had a hit though. He had Nobody's Perfect with Missy Elliott.
He had a hit, but that wasn't natural. That was after working to get a hit. Yeah. But like I said, he had that, which was you know, it was received well. But out of a 10, let's say it was a 6 or a 7. But for J. Cole's height, that album should have been an 8 or a 9 or a 10. For the hype that he was on, the level that he was on. That's like the last artist that Jay-Z actually, I think J. Cole might be like the last artist Jay-Z actually stood by and said, hey, he's next.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
So that's a big deal. I mean, your album has to be up there.
Yeah.
Jay-Z said, you're next, Cole. Do this. Then he was like, again, Born Sinner, super subpar. I enjoyed it. But critically, it was not received well.
Bro, people consider that was one of his best albums, bro.
I think Born Sinner and KOD are his two best projects.
Born
Sinner was okay.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people only think that album was okay. They thought he was in his more slump. Then he came out with Forest Hill Drive, an album that everybody kind of, oh my God, he did this. Another album, no features. That's great, but it's an album where you can tell he's talking directly to people, so it's not relatable. Like, you can listen to those records, and you know that there's somebody sitting in their car like, all right, Jermaine, I forgive you. like, you know that that album that he was talking directly to specific people on those records received, or it got the accolades for the concept of it.
Yeah.
But performance, it wasn't what motherfuckers really wanted. But you got stands that what, like J. Cole said, gassed it.
Mm.
And then he can't KOD. Boom.
No, no, no. You missed one.
Oh, what I miss?
For your eyes only.
For your eyes only. See? Dude. So we've covered what, 4 albums, and none of them are 100% thumbs up. One of them.
Born Sinner.
Sideline Story for me.
To me,
Sideline Story to me is the only one that's like, boom.
Yeah, for me, it's Born Sinner.
Boog's favorite song is Mr. Nice Watch, by the way. But,
it's not.
And then he comes out, and then we finally get KOD. Now all of a sudden, Cole, and that was what? How many years ago was that?
Yeah, that was the best shit.
2018.
So J. Cole literally rapped his own story to Kendrick. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally rapped his own catalog to Kendrick. You got a lot of nerve, bro. You got a lot of nerve. That's why I said I can understand why he, if you want to look at it that way, he was lying. You're right, he was lying. Because he realized, oh shit, I gave this motherfucker all the ammo that he could use, right? Kendrick could literally just re-say all J. Cole's bars, and it fits for J. Cole too.
Bro, you know where all this shit come from, though? I'm gonna tell you where all this
Drake
shit come
being
from.
A no, bitch, no, but Drake should have responded.
It don't come from Drake. Okay, it don't come from Drake. Here's where it come from, okay? It come from everybody. It come from nowadays. You ain't got to qualify shit, right? Everybody get a chance to run around this motherfucker. Say I'm the goat. I'm him. All that shit, right?
Kendrick Lamar said,
and ain't nobody gotta qualify it. Like, you could go on the court right now and say I'm him, and you can walk off. Ain't nobody gonna call you on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And that is why people are like put off by Kendrick, because they're like, why are you calling him out for saying he the best? Because he said he the best, and I think I'm the best.
And I think I'm
you the best. You got to prove that you the
best. So does his apology not make him in that conversation anymore?
I mean, like, so here it is. So this is complicated, right? It's complicated. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's kind of, and my feelings are going to change. Go ahead.
Before you go in, I just want to put the caveat. Boog was so upset about this yesterday that he called me and said, nigga, I can't wait for the show. We have to talk about this.
Yeah. Like,
he was like destroyed. I said, oh my God. I went out into my car. I said, okay, let me get. Well, he was like, dude, do you have a minute? We have to talk. I'm like, oh shit, something's going down. I gotta fly to the A.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking going down.
About to be something real. And he was, I get into the car so I can have some supreme privacy. He says, did you hear the J. Cole shit? I'm like, yeah, I heard the diss. Yeah. He was like, no. What happened today? So I just wanted to give that caveat that this is how distraught Boog was.
So this is complicated, right? Because and my feelings are going to change about this. I know they are, because they changed all day yesterday. Like, so when I first heard it, I was like, I didn't know how to feel about it, but more I thought about it, I was like, yo, I just got more upset. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Right?
A little more anxious, right?
That's how I felt,
right?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, as a man, I understand how if you're doing something that's not shit you do, you get out of there, right? And you don't do it in the first place, because that ain't me.
That's not who you are, yeah.
That ain't me. I ain't doing that shit, right? So, you know, as a man, I understand that. I do. But in rap battles, that is not what you do. So I'm conflicted about it. I'm still conflicted about it today because of those two things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And because of one thing I understand, another thing that I'm just like, yo, that's not how it goes. You know, mm-hmm. cause can you imagine Michael Jordan saying, all right, Cole, you got it. No. I can't.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
It's a competition.
It's a competition. Yeah.
All right, Bron. Or can you imagine Bron saying to Jordan, hey, man, you good. I got you. Yeah. Got it. No, that's not happening.
You're the goat now.
Yeah. You're not, like, it's not happening.
Like Steph Curry and LeBron James are friends. Like,
yes,
they have a respect for each other. But if you ask one or the other, you know what I mean,
somebody's going to say somebody's better.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, yeah. Like if you got to pick you or I'm gonna pick me. Nigga, me. And that's literally what this is. It's like. It's like, all right, you don't even gotta say nothing malicious or whatever, nigga. You could just rap your ass off, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't gotta, oh, this nigga trash or this nigga whatever. You could just rap your ass off, nigga. Just go out here and give us bars, nigga. That's all you gotta do. And then we'll be like, all right, we could judge it off of that. Yeah. Cause y'all cool. But after you do that shit, and then you feel some type of way about it. Nigga, hold on to that shit, nigga. Or go talk to a therapist. And then just come out with some bars and say you don't want this no more, whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Cause y'all friends.
Yeah.
Or just don't fucking say nothing.
Just don't say nothing.
Like, but for me, when it comes to Cole and doing this, it does change my opinion of Cole because he's so big. One, he put out, what was it? Middle Child. Like, I ain't, you know, just dissing for this. I ain't gonna respond to a nigga that's looking for a clout. All that kind of, like, he talked about what warrants a response. Mm-hmm. And listening to that record, Kendrick warranted a response.
All day. Mm-hmm.
Kendrick took, literally, again, Kendrick took J. Cole's formula. He said, okay, I'm gonna do exactly what it takes, what you've described as what it takes to warrant a response. And I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So J. Cole pushed all, Kendrick pushed all the right buttons he was supposed to push to legitimize based off J. Cole's standard that J. Cole publicized a response.
Mm-hmm.
Cole put out a response. Cole, you saying you're the best. That's cool. That's great. I love it. Say you're the best because you should feel like you're the best if you would think you're the best. You should feel like you're the best at everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got on that karaoke stage on that cruise and I knew I was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Until this old ass lady washed my ass. She washed. She was a professional singer though, so I take it. She about to have an album coming out. I said, well, that's a cheat code.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, if you say you're the best, cool. Like I said, you gotta prove it. Now, when it comes to his album, The Fall Off, it's gonna have asterisks by it. It's like the steroid era in baseball.
Because you can't prove you're the best.
No, not even you can't prove you're the best.
Can't say it.
You can't say it. You can no longer say I'm the GOAT. You backed off you backed off the mound when it came time to prove it.
Yes. Yes.
You the home run king, and you was there, and then you okay, ball. Done. Not even, ball. You didn't even swing. You just, so whatever.
Yeah.
You can't back off the mound. So now you can't say go. You can't say I'm the best. Because you had the opportunity to prove it. And I don't think there would have been any clear winner in a Kendrick J. Cole beat. This would be an argument, just like Nas and Jay-Z. There are some who still say Jay won. There's some that just still say Nas won.
Mm.
I think there's a clear winner, but it's still a divisive conversation still to this day.
Mm.
That's how J. Cole and Kendrick would have been, and it should have been a divisive conversation, but a fun one, because I think when it came to Nas and Jay-Z, there was potential that would end up off wax.
Yeah. But this
look
was
at Biggie
never,
Tupac. You know,
this was I never going anywhere.
These are two motherfuckers whose art form is so genuine that even the hardest, most gangster nigga that might ride and tote tools for Kendrick and ride and tote them for J. Cole are going to be like, Kendrick got this round.
Mm-hmm.
All right, J. Cole got this round.
What you gonna do?
And they're gonna appreciate the music of it. So there's no risk of it blowing up and going overboard. Cause I think that's part of what J. Cole was trying to insinuate. I don't agree that there's any risk, you know, legitimately of this becoming more than
violent.
Literally the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So J. Cole folded. Yeah, he can't say he's the GOAT anymore.
My son said, I hope Kendrick destroys him on the next verse.
I don't take your apology, nigga.
My son was like, I hope Kendrick comes out with a verse and destroys him.
I want Kendrick
Lamar. So sad, bro.
To put out the most scathing verse.
He not though.
Humanly possible. He won't.
He not.
Because Kendrick is that. Because Kendrick is a quote is a man. Yeah,
he's gonna be a respectable man. No, and step on somebody's neck.
Because Kendrick's not, because he knows that J. Cole's not going to respond now.
Yeah.
J. Cole's made it public.
Kendrick, he's kicking the horse while he's down. Good. He's like, man, you my mans.
I'm going to call you before I drop it, too. Look,
I'm going to let you hear it.
You gave me the courtesy of apologizing and whatever you don't want to do, but this verse, I'm about to step on your neck and I'm about to fucking take Drake's head and throw it in a lagoon, nigga.
Yeah. I'll put out the most scathing verse. I'm talking about your moms, your pops, your children, if I'm Kendrick, I'm going in.
Yeah, man. It's just weird, man. I've never seen it before in my life. Hope to never see it again.
This is the second one.
This is 2 years in a row.
Look, man, JB, your boy gotta come through, bro. Like, we waiting. Your boy gotta come, bro. If he bow out.
That's why. You know, motherfucking, the nigga Drake, like, with the shit with Pusha T. So, yeah, nigga. Now Kendrick gotta be the GOAT. Cause both of these niggas didn't did the shit.
They did it.
Yeah,
nobody wants smoke.
I will say this. At least the nigga Drake wrote the second song. He just ain't put it out. I will say that, nigga.
Yo, I swear, if J Prince has anything to do with J Cole, then I swear I'm going. If we find out.
Yeah,
we get another J. Cole thing. We is eating good and shit.
We are still friends. I am sorry, nigga.
We are gonna do a show together.
J. Prince is probably backstage. That nigga Cole is reading off a teleprompter, nigga.
Now watch. We gonna get an announcement after long consideration. Me and Kendrick are gonna put that album out together that we said we was gonna do so many years ago.
And Jay Prince, I mean, they said Drake is going to be on it.
And Drake is going to have numerous features. And Kendrick's going to be sitting there reading off his cue cards. Uh-huh. Word. Because it's like that. And when it's like that, then your friends and we the big three. Uh-huh. Is that good?
Oh, man. Man, that's crazy. All right, man. We all for that, man. I think we all set our piece on that shit. All right, man. Let's move on, man. Sexy Red. I would protest this. I ain't gonna lie to you.
We actually got some this week in hip hop. Wait a second.
She just fun, bro.
Like she just like
bro. She is fun. She is fun. But she wanted to give a pep talk to the kiddies at school. And I'd have been like, hell no.
How old are the kiddies at school?
These are high schoolers.
No. You can't talk to my She can't talk to my high school kid. No. Maybe my college students.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
yo, no, the, maybe, the way, yo, but listen, the way this generation is going, they gonna listen to Sexy Red before they gonna listen to Kamala Harris. Nigga.
Well, then shit. Guess what? They ain't listening to neither one of them motherfuckers. They listen to fuck that.
They gonna listen to Sexy Red before they listen to you, nigga.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. I guarantee you, if I heard Sexy Red was coming to my kid's school, I'd be up at the school with like blocking her ass from coming in. I'd be like, I'm gonna do this shit myself.
I'm just going to meet Sexy Red, nigga.
Fuck that. Nope.
Dad, what are you doing on the stage?
She's not coming. She's not showing my kids school, talking to my fucking kid. Saying some crazy ass shit. She just did a fucking shit she done did, man. Fuck that. There's no No way. No man, way.
I'd rather have her talk to my kid than Terrence Howard, nigga.
I mean,
Terrence Howard be doing that math.
Hold on, wait a minute. Nah, that interviewer looked like confused. She was like, "Who am I talking to?"
Yo, he better. Yo, that nigga better be getting a role, bro.
That's got something. That has to do with something that's coming.
Bro,
that
nigga better be getting a role. She was literally. She kept looking away and looking back, like, "Oh, shit. Like, oh, is you're still here?" Like, it's crazy. If you look at her. Look at her face. She looks so confused looking at him. This is funny.
Oh, hey man, what's up?
All right, man. So here's a fun story. I loved this song, back in the day, but there's a lot of apologizing going on, man. I loved Cuh. Okay, loved it, man. It was the sequel to Love by Keisha Cole. OT Genesis put out Cuh.
Oh, the one about Cuh. I forgot. Yeah, that was the
nigga. Nigga, she should have been happy about that shit because he made her song famous again.
He did. Hell, and that shit was a class. That shit, to me, that was a classic song. That was up there with Sporty Thieves, No Pigeons. Okay? That's up there, bro.
Was so fire.
You know what I mean? And he apologized for that shit, so.
He always apologized for that shit. He always said,
on stage for that shit, bro.
He apologized to her.
Didn't she bring him out to do that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I just remember him.
He was like, y'all ain't never mean to, like, you know, whatever, but I was just having fun. Like, she was like, shit, I get it.
Keisha Cole, bro, that shit was fire, bro.
That shit was amazing. I wanted an album of OT Genesis. That. I do. Just doing so- yes. I want to hear him do When I See You from all the classic gangster bops that we hit that hard.
All the thug R&B, nigga.
I want him to do all of it. All of them.
It's the dude on Instagram or TikTok, and he be like rapping. And he does these weird raps, and then he has this one person persona where he wears one of them Scully.
And
he be like straight gangster. And he go in on some weird beat, yeah, right?
He funny as hell. He's
funny, bro. Yeah. That's what OT Genesis did, made it better, bro. I don't care what you say, Keisha.
Yo, he be like, he be saying weird raps like I shit it on the floor. Yeah. Yo, he be saying goofy shit.
It's solid, right, though. It's funny. Yeah.
Right, your boy Chance the Rapper, his wife called the quits, man. So, rest in peace to... Well, damn. Not rest in peace, but like...
Damn. Oh, it's like, damn. Yeah.
Damn,
nigga.
Nah. Dead without
rest her. Peace. I didn't mean to say rest in peace.
He might not be hip-hop's Russell Wilson. Shit.
I think he's hip-hop's Russell
Wilson?
Yeah, that nigga's corny.
Yes. Yeah,
wow.
He's a fun corny.
That's probably why she left.
Russell Wilson is a... No, I think there was honestly trouble in paradise. When we saw that Carnival... It's not because shit don't happen like that.
Yeah.
It was stemming.
I think Russell Wilson might be fun, and he just like Chance the Rapper.
I think if you do the math,
is fun.
You've been breaking up for half the time that you've actually been together. So if they were together for 10 years, the last 5 years have been the fall off.
Well, they've been separated. I don't know how long, but.
Yeah, I mean, he was living his life in Carnival.
He was getting it in.
His life.
He was getting it in. He was definitely getting it in.
He was having big fun. Big fun.
With the wretched.
Woo!
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, because a lot of people, I seen the article and I was just like, oh man, yo, this is sad. Yo, it's the end of marriage and it's the end of, you know, it's the end of happiness. It's like, the best thing I ever heard, or not one of the coolest or logical things I ever heard when people talk about divorce. And they say, oh, it's the end of a happy marriage, da da da. No. Divorce is not the end of a happy marriage. Because if they were happy, they wouldn't get divorced.
Yeah.
Divorce is the end of a bad marriage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not the end of a happy marriage. That's what people have to understand. If your majority of your day, you're not happy with the person that you're with. should be over.
Marriage. Yep.
Yeah. Do the math. If 50% of your week, your month, your year is in misery,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yep.
It's gotta be at least 50. It's gotta be at least 51-49.
Yep.
To say, okay, there's more upside than downside. Once it shifts to the other way, now you got more downside than upside. It's time to walk off.
Yep. All right, man. Your boy Anderson .Paak and No Worries are coming back out with an album. It's gonna be on June 7th. I can't wait for it. They put out a single. They put out a single already. It's pretty dope. So go check that out.
Always excited for Anderson .Paak.
Yep. Let's see. Did y'all watch the y'all watch any of the NCAA shit this weekend?
Yeah, yo, Dawn Staley, the truth.
She a monster, bro.
She's the fucking truth. Her second half adjustments. Yo, teams come out and
it's
they
not even second half. It was like within the first quarter adjustments.
It was like, yeah, it was like second half. Yeah, Nick, no. You going back too far.
Nah, it was, but I'm saying in the third quarter, their opponents, they averaged like 7 points in a quarter, my nigga. They don't score in the third quarter. And by the time the fourth quarter come in, they're trying to come it's back. A yeah. It's a wrap. There's nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. like Caitlin Clark, yeah, she liked that, but you can't, nobody is built unless you fucking Michael Jordan, LeBron James, or Steph Curry to come back from a deficit like that from a team and a coach that whose defense is unstoppable, bro.
Yeah, unstoppable. That girl, Raven Johnson, she put the clamps.
Yeah.
The clamps on her, bro.
Now, here's my ultimate question. Right. Are these, because we got what, the five chicks? We got what? We got Reese. Mm-hmm. We got Caitlin Clark. There's a couple other shit, right? They're all declaring for the WNBA. They're done this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be enough to change the face of the WNBA?
Hell yes. Yeah.
Do you think because now,
bro, you got Bird Magic. They trying to do that. Yeah, Bird Magic thing, bro.
You know, but that's the thing. Bird Magic went 1-2.
Yeah.
Reese and Clark, they're not going 1-2. They far apart. But
yeah, because that girl from South Carolina probably gonna go too.
And Stanford,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that girl from Stanford.
Like I said, we got a nice number of females that are gonna come
and ones that still playing like Paige Beckers, UConn,
yeah.
No, she's filthy.
She's nice.
Yes. She's about to be the player of the year next year.
And they didn't give her the ball at the end of that game, bro.
That was stupid.
No, the inbound play where she caught the ball.
Yeah.
The other girl caught the ball and she had to lean to the basket. I don't know if y'all seen it, but she turned around and looked for Paige Beckers. And that's when the foul was called.
Yeah.
If she had to went to the rack, they would have been up one.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
Yeah, but another thing I want. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, but Paige Becker is like that. The girl, Juju Watkins from
Crazy Flauje Johnson. Flauje Johnson, monster, bro.
Yo, all these girls, they like that, and the girls that's going now to the WNBA, they gonna set the tone. So all these girls coming after, but I feel like the NIL deals did that because now you it's so much money coming in. You get to see these women play basketball and appreciate that. Yo, they be getting it in too. So the NBA's ain't gonna have no choice but to pour money into the WNBA.
Yep. Yep.
Now,
yep.
I just want to find it interesting, right? March Madness just happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, we ain't talking nothing about men's basketball. Like nobody cares
because they didn't have the stars, bro.
They have no stars and no stories. Like no one cares.
And you know what it is? UConn is so better than everybody else, and they're going to be
no competition.
They're going to be so better than everybody else for the next year too. They might get a three-peat because nobody's leaving. Nobody's leaving.
None of them are good enough
to leave.
Yeah, but that's the thing. None of them are good enough, but their team is better than everybody else.
Yeah.
If they like the Detroit Pistons in 2004.
Yeah.
Like, you got who's your superstar? Who's your best player?
they all play together.
Yeah, it's just undeniable, amazing defensive play, and it's just
I still say if Carmelo went because they had the they had that pick that year they won the championship. They had a high pick. They had the second pick.
Yeah,
I still say if he went there, then Carmelo would have had about 4 or 5 championships.
True story. Yeah, they would have kept it going.
Yeah,
yeah,
they would have kept it going.
They yeah, definitely that. Up.
All right, man. So, do y'all know about this City Girls thing?
I don't know, but JT gonna be here at the end of the month.
Word. Okay, because I've been trying to figure it out. I can't read through the text messages and through their Twitter spat. Seems like they've been going back and forth because of some sort of diss record or something like that. But
wait, Young Miami and JT?
Yeah, but they talk weird. Like they talk like their conversation on Twitter is like, I can't read that shit, bro.
I'm not about to read it.
I'd be like, nigga, my eyes are bleeding like a motherfucker.
losing brain cells and shit.
Yeah. It's their beef. It doesn't surprise me. I never saw them. They're not salt and pepper. Mm. They came in the game, Salt and Pepper came in the game. They went out together, like they stayed cool. They said, with Young Miami and JT, it's such a clear delineation on who was better.
JT,
to me, JT is better rapper.
Young Miami's a superstar.
Miami, mm-hmm. You said who was the superstar?
Young Miami. A superstar.
Yeah, okay. I want to say and she's a legit celebrity. Like she's a superstar. So they had an imbalance, I think, in the beginning that made it destined where JT is going to say, I'm the more talented rapper. What the fuck is going on? And Miami's like, nigga, I just have the star. I have star status.
Well, it's also JT's fault because her ass wanted to get locked up when they first came out. You got to remember she was in prison.
She was in prison.
True.
And that's Young true. Miami so that, was doing all the shows by herself.
She held it down solo.
Nigga, we know who City Girls are because of Young Miami.
Yeah,
but you can't even blame that because look, when Migos finally popped, Takeoff was in jail. Was it Takeoff? One of them. Oh. Yeah, Takeoff was locked up. When they finally like, oh shit, with Bad and Bougie, like. Versace, yeah. When Versace like jumped off,
but he came right out. JT was in jail for a year until.
Versace blew up toward the tail end of his time.
Yeah. He came right home and got busy. Young Miami was doing this shit for a year and a half before JT even came home.
Yeah,
and then she had to get her reacclimated. Like you knew who JT was, but you couldn't see her on stage. I seen. City Girls, Young Miami, at the fucking Roots picnic. Mm. She was out there by herself, pregnant.
Yeah, she ain't let nothing hold her back. She's
nothing hold her back. She going out there doing shows, pregnant, my nigga. So whatever JT beef is, it better not be about the group. It can't be about the group because she put in work to get them where they at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what the beef is. I don't want little brain cells trying to read through this fucking
nigga
thread.
Oh my god, I don't know if they piece it up. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I came on here. I was like, hopefully one of these niggas though. Hopefully one of these niggas was able to read through this shit and decipher. Yeah,
I had to already lose brain cells listening to WAC 100 and R. Kelly.
Like a fucking cold nigga. Missy Elliott is going on tour with fucking Busta Rhymes, Timbaland, and Ciara this year.
That's gonna be a fun tour.
That's gonna be a fun tour. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a fun tour. All right, man. We're gonna end the show on this. Now this is a fucked up story, right? And I already put my foot down. Said I'm fighting. But
wait, is it worse than Orlando Brown saying Jay-Z and Shaq got good pussy?
Yeah.
Okay. That nigga is out of control, bro.
That's just somebody saying.
Can you imagine Orlando Brown taking down Shaq?
That's just somebody saying.
That's dominant, but what did you call it? A power bottom? Power
bottom? What? Shaq a power bottom?
That different? Yo, that's crazy. Anyway, man, I don't know where you got that from. I don't know where you got that from.
The, Oh, the guy.
Like, that's dang, crazy. Dang. Shaq ain't no power forward. Shaq a center, nigga. Like,
oh, like, we crazy. forgot. Y'all watch Glorilla and Club Shay Shay?
No, I didn't watch that interview.
No, I saw when she said her top five, and I didn't argue it. I won't argue it because she admitted it. She was like, "Yeah, she," because she put out that caveat before she said it. She was like, "You gotta remember, I'm 25."
Yeah, she was like, "Yeah, yeah." She was like,
"Remember, I'm 25." Yeah. Like, so y'all gotta understand that. And then she said, like, I think it was like Drake, Lil Wayne, Cole. Like, she said more, you know, those 2000 era start. Okay. It's like part of it.
She
did
say Eminem, though.
Yeah, she did say Eminem. But you gotta also look at when Eminem actually had his, let's say, his resurgence.
She was,
prime. That's prime life.
He was doing the Bapkins.
Yo, because my kid, bro. Oh my God, bro. Eminem
Bapkins,
is like
napkins.
Eminem orange, is like the end and be all to hip hop, bro.
Man.
Like, it's like, but it's a good thing because he like Marshall Mathers LP, that type.
That's the one. That's the
that one. Shit. He like that, but he still like the new shit too. And I'll be like, yo, you like them struggle bars, man? you like the struggle bars, don't you, man?
Yeah, you like them.
Do y'all got anything else before I get into the last thing, which is really ridiculous?
What's the name? Home? G Dep Home.
Ah, yes.
Word.
Yes.
Yeah, G-Dep now Home. you think he gonna jump back into rap, or he's just gonna play. He gonna play the.
I would just chill, bro.
Yeah, I would trust him. You
are corner because his
title's
boy,
former so bad. His title's former bad boy artist. Nigga, you gotta go sit down somewhere real quick.
He just got to go into the cut.
You came
now,
home
right?
At the don't wrong
on,
time.
Don't
nigga.
Come home. Don't come home and want to get on drink champs
or,
now. You gotta.
Or did they agree to his parole because he knows something?
Get him to flip on
because deal. He's on parole, my nigga. He not just home. He had like another 5 years, didn't he?
That's crazy.
Nah, he did 80%.
If he did 80%, he had another. What he had? He did 30. I mean, he did 10. So that mean he had what, another 2-3?
If they got him out of jail just to say some shit about Diddy, that's crazy work, bro.
G Dep had 13 years.
Yeah, he did 10, right?
This December after 13 years of what the fuck? Former bad boy coroner's G Dep has been released from prison on Thursday after 13 years for a murder he committed. 49-year-old rapper.
That seems like he did it all.
Man, you don't get 13
he did
for 13, a murder.
He did 13 of a 15.
13 of a 15, yeah. So he had 15 more years.
Yeah.
13 of a 15 to life. So he did only he did his 80%.
Yeah.
So he could just be eligible
for the
fact that
but they could still deny it though. They don't got it.
Yeah, they could. if he good behavior, if they have no reason to keep him.
Or telling. But Santana,
they be convinced this nigga coming out a snitch. Jay-Z's convinced.
Cam'ron deleted Jay-Z's verse from Oh Boy. They said they walked in the studio and Hov was like, I got something for you. Like he was like, he's like, he said this shit like he doing me a favor. Like he doing us a favor and shit. He was like, Cam'ron was like, he didn't even listen to it. He just threw that. He just deleted that shit.
How I delete this shit?
He was like, I don't know if he really deleted it or it still exists, but I ain't never heard it. Nobody heard it except Hov and Guru, and that shit going somewhere. So maybe somebody got a Hov verse. I don't know, or that shit just in the cloud because we wasn't about to ask him to redo it.
Yo, the fact that one, Joel's dress is like a misfit. That's one. This nigga dress.
Nigga,
you do not have to have on every brand at the same time.
Every
That's
t-shirt, yo, you know that nigga got on 6 shirts.
Yo, it's like,
and they all layered, nigga.
Like, nigga, we don't do that no more. Yeah, like, dude, we don't do that no more. You know what I mean? You used to wear like 2 and 3 tees because you had one that was a little longer than the other and a little longer. Like, we don't do that no more. You know this nigga Joel's in his 50s or whatever it is, almost 50, and he still walk around with basketball shorts under his jeans. You can tell that that's what this nigga thing. He ready to ball at any minute. Like, let's go. But I heard this story before. That's old. Two, it's been said that you know, I think we've talked about it on the show.
Cam'ron don't like that nigga, bro.
No, not even that. But that's what Jay-Z does. Jay-Z makes you think he's doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps on your record and just jacks the whole record. We've covered that on the show. Like that's a habit of his, mm-hmm. And for him to really think. For Jay-Z to really think,
of
hey,
all people,
I'm gonna do, like, did you really think Cam needed that? And it wasn't even, and the thing was, the record was already out. Jay was trying to get on for the remix.
For the remix, yeah.
And that's why Cam was like, that's why I was just like, nigga, I don't need you. Like,
but,
like, this is old boy already. Like, it's already a hit. We don't need you to push it.
Go ahead and lie and say you don't want to hear that verse.
I do.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I think that'd be a banana,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, that verse probably was like
That's probably Jay-Z's greatest verse ever, of nigga. All time.
What if Jay-Z jacked Cam's rhyme scheme on that verse?
That's why I said, yo, that's gotta be banana.
But Cam don't know because he never heard it.
He never heard it.
He don't know. Like, but yo, I wanna inbox Jay-Z. Like, yo, you remember that verse you laid down for old boy? You think you could do that again? Like, do you remember, like, that shit, nigga?
That's some legit shit. Like, but I always credit Cam for his level of confidence. Mm. For the fact that he, like, not even curious. Hey, let's hear how it sound. Nope. Get right up to the terminal. How to delete this shit? Yeah. Like no questioning, like. Maybe I should just send everybody out the room and delete it, and then listen to it and then delete it. Like, but nah, just I don't even want to hear it. Just
get
it off
shit out of here, nigga.
Get it off of this. I didn't ask for it, so I don't want it.
I mean, I get
and
that.
they had already had a dope collab. They had that Welcome to New York City joint. That's just fire. I still bump that shit. I think their styles at the time worked very well together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word.
All right, but we good. What's the last thing that you got me terrified to hear?
All right, man. The last thing is this. Man. So this.
Anything to do with that Nickelodeon documentary?
No.
Quiet on the Set. Oh
no. Did you watch that?
I watched a review of it on YouTube. That's crazy.
I watched it. It's crazy.
My man Drake, from Drake and Josh. It's crazy. I like, yo.
The whole shit is crazy. Anyway. So I heard this on a podcast P. Yeah, so Paul George, he has a podcast called Podcast P.
I hate his podcast.
I thought his podcast is actually really good.
I hate the name.
No, the name of it is trash.
That's
garbage. I hate Playoff P. I hate Podcast P. It's all bad.
He's just running with it, nigga.
Bad nickname.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. That's nickname. Literally, he's just running with Playoff P. He's just
yeah, it's
so
bad
long.
Nicknames. But anyway, so Matt Barnes is on there. On their latest episode, he's telling stories. He tells a story about Shaq, nigga. And so he tells a story about when they was in Phoenix and there was a player, Louis Amundsen, right? So he was a player on Phoenix, right? And he was like, they used to show Shaq used to play pranks on niggas, right? So Shaq took this nigga's mouthpiece, right? Right? Put it in his pants underneath his nuts. Right, and went through a whole shoot around practice with this nigga's mouthpiece under his nuts.
Under right? His nuts. So it got in his pants. It got all the taint.
Yeah,
juice
all of
on
that.
It.
All of that. Right.
Dingleberry shit. Oh,
yeah. Put that shit back in this nigga locker. You know? Put that shit back in this nigga locker. And before the game started, this nigga. Put that shit in his mouth. And so a lot of people on the team knew about it, so they started laughing. And I was like, I would have fought that nigga right then and there.
I'd have been on the scene. Yeah,
I'd have hit Shaq with a brick.
I would have had to fight him. I would have had to. Like, there's no way possible I walk away from that without punching this nigga in the face, trying at least.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, you got to at least try and fight Shaq off that shit.
Yo, y'all know that meme with the Indian nigga? He'd be like, "Ooh, brother, what is it?"
Yeah. I was like, what kind of prank is that, bro? I'm like, I know niggas be doing pranks, but
yeah, but that's some old
mouthpiece. That's nigga.
That's a WBG right there. That is a straight up WBG,
bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'd have got a forklift and flipped Shaq car,
bro.
Over, nigga.
Straight up,
you gotta go. That's some old Stone Cold
Next
Steve Austin.
Yeah, nigga.
I'd have fucked him up right there on the court, and then I'd be like, yeah, y'all got to trade me ASAP. Mm-hmm. I get away from
this. Yeah, I'd wait till we got the shoot around. Like I wasn't mad, nigga. And wait till he wasn't looking and stole that nigga.
Stole this nigga and then be like, yep.
Put the mouthpiece in his mouth, nigga.
Yep, get me out of here. This thing, I was like, what else could you do to this nigga besides like burn his house down or like stab him or something? You know what I'm saying? Like
because you have to after something like that, you gotta physically assault it. Like,
you gotta do something to it.
There is
right?
No get back. Like, oh, I'm gonna put your mouthpiece in my nut. No,
I ain't gonna hold you.
You have to.
I ain't gonna hold you. One of my mans, he was mad at my other mans, right? So. We chilling on the block. So the nigga was like, man, you know what? It's getting on my nerves. So he was like, that's that nigga cigarettes? Bet. Took the nigga cigarettes, wiped them on his nuts. Like the part where you smoke from, put them shits back in the pack and sat them down. Nigga smoked them shits. I was
part
like,
of me,
yo.
Part of me hears these stories and I just think to myself, for niggas to be so homophobic, why are you gay? You are gay. Why?
Yo, that shit. Yo, I was like, yo, why would you do that, nigga? And then like, I ain't about to be like, yo, don't smoke them nut sticks, nigga. But
nut sticks.
Cause the shit was funny. So,
I just don't know what I would be able to do to Shaq. I would have to like
I
literally.
I told you I'd hit that nigga with a brick.
You gotta get one
of them steel folding chairs that they sit in on the bench.
You hit that nigga like,
yeah. Like, what's the statute of limitations? Can't Shaq go to jail like right now?
No. What's the statute of limitations? Can I get this nigga back now? Because it's like I want to process this.
I can't think of another team he played for. After that, like, he probably scarred, nigga.
No, I mean, like, Luke Amundsen, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard. I know the name.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
it's just
legit,
like,
if I was Lou Amundsen, because Shaq's daughter is over 18. I gotta get her pregnant. And then just go to Shaq and be like, guess what? My balls were in your daughter's mouth.
Because that's crazy. Like I was like, there's joking around, but if you do it's no question about it.
Yo, Matt Barnes be having stories, but Jeff Teague got the
Jeff
best
Teague just
stories,
know how to
bro.
He just know how to tell his story.
Yo, he got the best
between
stories,
I think between Jeff Teague and Iman Shumpert. I think they just tell stories.
Yeah. When he was talking about the ref and his mom, he was like, yo, who them bitches in the stands? He was like, nigga, that's my mom, man. He was like, man, fuck that nigga, because he was always acting weird after that, nigga. Yo, his stories is fucking hilarious, bro.
Word. But yeah, that's all I had, man. Shaq, you wrong for that, bro.
Shaq in the fool.
Lucky it wasn't me, bro. Cause I would have risked my life to fight you, nigga. I don't care.
Shaq in the fool.
Captain Insano shows no mercy. This guy, we gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yo, but that's it, man. That's a wrap. Yo, we are all caught up. Y'all, I promise you, this episode is coming out this week. We're all caught up. We just starting fresh right here with the all the drama of J. Cole, and we gonna be here as this unfolds, man. Yo, this is again is another episode of the I Do It For Hip Hop podcast. If you want to find us any other way than how you're listening right now, you can do that by going to Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Listen Notes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and or YouTube. You know what I mean? If you want to get in contact with us, the best ways to do that is by hitting up the email idoitforhiphop1@yahoo.com, or you can hit us up on IG @idoitforhiphop_podcast. You know what I mean? Those are the best ways to get your music to us, to get that news to us. You know what I mean? If y'all just got y'all hearing some shit, y'all some other industry insiders, and y'all need to get some shit out, hit us up. We don't just we got JB, but you know, it don't hurt to get more. You know what I mean? We put out that insider shit too. We do. You know what I mean? JB called out Future. Surprise. Future was here the next week. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all hit us up. You know what I mean? Again, if y'all got music that y'all think we should be listening to, y'all think we should be chopping up on this here show, best way to get it to us again is the email idoitforhiphop1@yahoo.com, or hit us up on Instagram @idoitforhiphop_podcast. But remember and understand that if we think your music is good, we're going to say it's good. If we think it's bad, we're going to say it's bad. If we think it is terrible, trash, kabibble, we're going to say that too. Because music is subjective and it is subject to criticism from who? Us, the real people. You know what I mean? If you want to get in contact with us, again, you follow us on IG @idoitforhiphop_podcast, or hop over to Facebook, I Do It For Hip Hop Podcast. If you want to follow me directly, you can log on to X, aka Twitter, or you can hit me up on IG @GreatPharaoh, GR8PHARAOH. Boog, man, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Yo, you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Can I Live One. That's MRCANILIVE #1 on Instagram.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, JB, man, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
You can find me on IG, Mac Bailey, MacBailey.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is. Another episode, I Do It For Hip Hop Podcast, The Sound of Now, 2024. I am Great Pharaoh, and I do it for hip hop.
Yo, I'm Boog, and I do it for hip hop.
Yo, I'm JB, and I do it for hip hop. The concept.